This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel and Hamas both claimed victory on Friday after their forces ended 11 days of fighting, but humanitarian officials warn the damage to Gaza will take years to rebuild. Hundreds are dead, mostly Palestinians, many children, and thousands have been wounded. World Health Organization spokeswoman Margaret Harris says Gaza's health facilities are in danger of being overwhelmed because of the number of injuries. The Israel-Hamas hostilities were set off on May 10th, in part by Israeli police raids at the Al-Aqsa Mosque, clashing with Palestinians during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Thousands gathered there again for Friday prayers, with many demonstrating in support of Gaza. Israeli police fired stun grenades towards demonstrators who threw rocks and petrol bombs at officers, and medics said some 20 Palestinians were wounded. The confrontations died down within about an hour, but civilians on both sides of the Gaza border are skeptical about the chances for peace. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday pledged to help organize efforts to rebuild Gaza and said creating a Palestinian state alongside Israel is the only answer to the conflict. Biden also says he had told the Israelis to stop intercommunal fighting in the flashpoint city of Jerusalem. He is stressing there is no shift in his commitment to the security of Israel and adds until the region unequivocally acknowledges Israel's existence, there'll be no peace. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Voice of America again at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and South Korean President Moon Jae-in on Friday expressed a desire to engage North Korea in diplomacy in trying to reduce tensions over Pyongyang's nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs. At a joint White House news conference with Moon, Biden said he was willing to meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-un if Kim agreed to talk about Pyongyang's nuclear weapons program. North Korea thus far has rebuffed U.S. diplomacy since Biden took over from former President Donald Trump, who had three summits with Kim. Moon was the second foreign leader after Japan's prime minister to visit the White House since Biden took office in January. And Biden said their conversations amounted to talks between old friends. But the two leaders also discussed China and Taiwan. Moon said the United States and South Korea would combine capabilities to supply COVID-19 vaccines in the Indo-Pacific region. They also discussed how to tackle climate change. Nigeria's Air Force says its top-ranking Army commander, Lieutenant General Ibrahim Adahuri, and other officers were killed on Friday when their plane crashed in the country's north. He was just appointed by President Muhammad Buhari in January in a shakeup of the top military command to better fight surging violence and a more decade-long jihadist insurgency. The death comes after news Nigeria's Boko Haram jihadist leader Abubakar Shekau had been seriously wounded after clashes with fighters from a rival Islamic State allied faction. Nigeria's military has been battling an Islamist insurgency in the northeast since 2009, a conflict that has killed more than 40,000 and displaced around 2 million more. Cameroon government auditors allege ministries and state bodies misappropriated and mismanaged funds from a $338 million national coronavirus response plan, according to a purported leaked summary of their report shared widely online on Friday. The International Monetary Fund had given $382 million in emergency funds to Cameroon since the start of the pandemic and said it was important for authorities to keep track of companies contracted as part of its COVID-19 response. An audit was commissioned by President Paul Biya in the use of the funds, but no findings have yet been made public. The 22-page leaked report appears to be by its Supreme Court's audit bench. It found government bodies awarded contracts on questionable grounds, falsified accounts, and caused losses of billions to the state by choosing a more expensive provider of COVID-19 tests, among other allegations. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.